Welcome back here with Dave and Faisal on News Talk 770 and More Than Money. An interesting tease on the last bit, okay, because we've had some conversations about this. It's an interesting experience. But are you forcing your spouse to retire?
Mm-hmm.
And what are the implications if you are?
Yes.
Right? Are your friends saying you should retire because you're of age? It's time. Right? Are you getting pressure?
Why are you working so hard? You should retire.
Right.
That pressure.
Yeah, interesting.
There's pressure for people to retire sometimes.
My father-in-law is going through, now this is not his spouse doing it, but he's 74 years old. He's in Toronto. He's not local. But he's in construction.
Yeah.
Senior position. And, of course, the housing market's slowing down, new housing market. So he's being laid off at 74 years old.
Yep.
Right? I've had conversations with my wife about the implications of this because, you know, everybody's saying to him all the time, he should retire, he should retire. And I keep saying, why? He loves what he does. It gets him out of the house. He's fit. He's on a work site with guys doing what he loves doing. Why do you want to do that to him?
Yeah.
So I'm nervous. I'm actually worried for the guy, right? What's he going to do now?
Yeah.
So let's talk about, because we've had several conversations with people over the last little while.
Very interesting week for me, Dave. I had clients who were, and people saying they're burning out. And then I also have people telling their spouses, you have to retire.
Yeah.
You're 65 now.
Right.
It's time to retire.
Right.
And so I said, okay, why? And then I asked and in this case, it was the wife telling the husband, you need to retire.
Right.
And I said, so what do you think? And he goes, the husband comes back to me and says, well, I want to work. So I looked at the wife and I said, well, then why are we having this kind of a conversation where you're saying that he has to retire? Well, he's getting older and it's going to be hard on his body, so he needs to retire. And I understand there's good intention behind this.
Sure.
No one wants to see their spouse go through physical pain.
Right. Or deteriorate.
Deteriorate. Yeah. So I get that part. Yeah. The question is, what are you retiring to then?
Man, there's the question.
So you stop doing what you've been doing for the past 30 years. And then what do you do?
Right.
And here was the response by the husband. If you think I need to retire, then I'll retire.
Right.
And I said, whoa. Right. What are you going to do with your time then?
Right.
Because you obviously are still working for a reason. What's that reason? And the reason from him was, I love what I do.
Mm-hmm.
I enjoy it.
Mm-hmm.
And I can still do it, and I get paid. So why not continue doing it?
Right. This is an interesting relationship question. We should bring Wendy back at some point to deal with this one, right? Because the key point of what you've said, and we've had lots of these conversations over time, never mind just the past week, is what are you going to retire to, right? So there's a, call it a 40-hour hole that needs to be filled.
Per week.
Some of that has to be stimulative mentally, right? So it depends why people are working. If they're working because they need to and you're deteriorating and it's killing you, that's clearly a different situation than if you're working because you enjoy it gets you out, you're engaged, you like what you do.
But let's,
because the opposite could happen.
Can
if
I
you
challenge
left.
That? Let's say you're in a position where your body is deteriorating.
Yeah,
you love what you do, or you need to do what you're doing.
Right.
Why change? Even if your body's deteriorating, I understand that there's a health perspective of this. But what else are you going to do? Your body could deteriorate further by not doing what you're doing.
No, that's true.
So
what I was saying is, if it's deteriorating because of the work. So if your work is so stressful that it's killing you, right, you need to make a change. You've got to do something different.
Yeah.
Right? Or yeah. No. I mean, you don't have to do anything. Let's put it that way. But I think there's good cause for that. So if a spouse is indicating that, that's one thing. But if a spouse is just saying this, just you need to retire because you're 65 now, to do what? This is your 31 bucket thing. Right? So
that's what I made them do.
Yeah. Well, people don't think about this, right? Because I have to tell you, we see lots of horror stories when people just retire without a specific plan. And the thought is, we're going to spend more time together. Well, that may not be a positive thing.
That could really hurt a relationship.
It can. Because for however many years you've been working, it's unlikely, unless you guys work together, right?
Yeah.
It's unlikely that you've been spending 24/7 or near 24/7 together.
And even if you are working together, it may not be doing things side by side.
Correct.
You could be owning a business together, and one could be out of the shop and one's in the shop.
Right.
You know, so it's challenging when you're trying to deal with the transition to retirement.
Right.
And many people are trying to figure out who they are
because
they've defined themselves based upon their career or their job or their title.
Right.
And then they transition to retirement. They're trying to figure out, okay, so what am I going to do? What's my value?
Yep.
And we have seen, and we have clients, and we're not able to diagnose them, but we think they might be depressed.
Sure.
Because they don't know what to do with their time.
Right.
And they either stay at home and do nothing, or they have retail therapy. They're spending money on things that they don't need to spend money on.
Right.
They're trying to just...
That's their entertainment.
That's
right?
Their
void. Fill in the hole.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
And so I think these are the... There's more problems when you don't get to choose to retire than when you do get to choose. And when you have this external pressure, Dave,
right,
you're just increasing that risk.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, and it's a bit of the... At a retirement conference, I think often about Barry LaVallee's presentation to our clients. He's a retirement coach that we bring in often to speak at this. Mm-hmm. And, you know, one of the key messages that he gives, Faisal, always is, are you self-directed or are you other-directed? Right? So a self-directed, the experience that a person that's self-directed has in retirement is going to be different than other-directed. A self-directed person, and I'm going to use myself is in that example, because I said earlier today, when I turned 50, that was the birth date that caught my attention.
Okay.
Right? Not before then, didn't really matter. But 50 caught my attention, and I kind of, you know, for various reasons, was thinking about...
Because you made it. Congratulations.
Yeah, I know. Well...
Yeah, it was a surprise for all of us.
It is impressive, really. Yeah. but I was thinking about, well, what am I going to do? And this is that selfish about my time thing. So I really started to think about, you know, that experience I had 25, 26 years ago when I was a younger man, about being selfish with your time and doing the things that you want to do.
Yep.
Right? Now, clearly, some of those things that I want to do are with my spouse.
Yep.
No question. But some aren't. Right. Yep. Some are with the guys. Some are on my own. Right. And so we've got to think about that in the context of what you're trying to accomplish. And other directed sometimes people, they're not making those decisions or having those conversations. They're getting dragged in. It's like that experience. Well, if you think I should retire, then I'm going to retire. That would be an other directed moment. You may be making a decision that ends very poorly for you because somebody else has influenced it for the wrong reasons. Might be well-intentioned, but it might be the wrong reasons.
Correct.
Right? And so I often think about Barry's advice around that. So that conscious thought about what you're leaving or going to is going to be critically important to the success of your retirement.
I think part of the problem as well is people do not understand what happiness to them is.
Right.
And so when you don't know what happiness is, transitioning to retirement to be happy is difficult.
Yeah.
So then you just do it because it needs to be done.
Right.
It's like a chore.
Yeah.
Right.
And when I asked Wendy today earlier in the show about the process, right? Let's you and I explain process because we see this all the time with our clients. They transition. What's the first 2 years?
Oh, it's the honeymoon phase.
It's the honeymoon. Does anybody really know what they're doing? They have an idea, but they go in and if you're a golfer,
no.
You're probably golfing as many games as you can, right?
Yep.
But at some point in the 2 years, you likely wake up and say, gosh, this feels like a job. I need a break. If you're a traveler, right? At some point, you're living out of a bag. You're going, I just want to be at home.
Yeah.
Okay? So there's a honeymoon period.
Yep.
And as you often say in our presentations, that honeymoon period kind of repeats. It's not a set and forget. You don't get there. But you will come in. You'll settle into a...
Into
routine.
A rhythm, yeah.
Right,
yeah.
And things will change, and you'll change again your vision of retirement, right?
Yeah.
So, I think the important thing to remind people is have a plan, know what you're going to fill that gap with, do it for the right reasons, and it's going to change anyways.
Can I add something to that, Dave? If you don't have a plan, mm-hmm. then you need to sit down with a retirement transition specialist and kind of build one.
Right.
And it may take many meetings, it may take many steps,
right.
But build one, because when you can retire into happiness, that's way more fulfilling than when you retire because of a number or some other reason.
Right. And it's okay if you don't have an answer immediately. And it's okay if that answer changes over time. That's all part of the natural process. And that's
Absolutely.
What I was trying to get from Wendy.
Absolutely.
Right. Okay. Let's remind everybody about our upcoming seminar. And then we've got to sign off another, I think, pretty good show.
Yeah. We'll talk about how to transition to retirement and bulletproof your retirement on March 26th. That's Tuesday, 8:30 p.m. at the Four Points Sheraton Hotel in the west side of Calgary.
Right.
You need to reserve your seats. Give us a call, 966-8400. That's 966-8400. Or go on our website to register at morethanmoneyradio.com.
Retirement transition is much bigger than a financial calculation. It is a human experience, and that's what we want to talk about. Thanks for tuning in to another edition. Before we sign off, any of the past segments that we've talked about on our show today or in the past, you can access them at morethanmoneyradio.com, or you can have them directly delivered to you by searching for More Than Money CHQR. That's More Than Money CHQR on Apple Podcast or your favorite podcast app. Thanks for tuning into another edition. More Than Money on CHQR.
David Popowich and Faisal Karmali are portfolio managers and investment advisors with CIBC Woodgundy in Calgary. The views of David Popowich and Faisal Karmali do not necessarily reflect those of CIBC World Markets, Inc. Clients are advised to seek advice regarding their particular circumstances from their personal tax and legal advisors. If you are currently a CIBC Woodgundy client, please contact your investment advisor. CIBC Woodgundy is a division of CIBC World Markets, Inc., a subsidiary of CIBC and a member of the Canadian Investor Protection Fund and Investment Industry Regulatory Organization of Canada.